Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yudal, Mishnah Test, Chapter 14, Mishnah 9. The Mishnah begins, Shnei Achim, if you have two brothers, Echad Cheirish ve'echad Pikech, one of them is a deaf mute, his marriage is only Derabbanan, only Rabbinic, ve'echad Pikech, and one is a bona fide normal person, his marriage is considered Daraisa. Nesuais l'shtei Nachrius, and they're married to two women who are not related to one another. Achas Chareshes, one of them is a deaf mute, that means the deaf mute fellow is married to a deaf mute woman. Ve'echad Pikechas, and one of them is a normal one. So we have the normal fellow married to the normal woman. If the deaf mute, who's the husband of the deaf mute woman, dies, and now his wife falls to his brother for Yibum, what does the normal brother married to the normal woman do? He can marry her and do Yibum, but he can't do Chalitza, because you can't do Chalitza to a Chareshes, to a deaf mute woman. Let's say he wants to give a get to the woman after he does Yibum. Yoitzi, halacha is he can give her a get, no problem. What happens the other way around? What happens if the normal fellow, the husband of the normal fellow, passes, what normal woman passes away, and now his wife falls to Yibim to his brother that's a deaf mute? Mayasa cheresh bala chareshes, what does the deaf mute, the husband of the deaf mute woman, do? Says the Mishnah, koines, he is able to do Yibim, ve'ina moitzi li'aylam. However, once he does Yibim, he can never dismiss her, he can never divorce her, because since he's a cheresh, a deaf mute, his get doesn't have the koyach, it doesn't have the power, since it's only rabbinic, to take away the zika, the connection caused by the yibum. And therefore, he can never divorce this woman. One more Mishnah, Mishnah, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 15, Mishnah 1. A new topic the Mishnah discusses. So, Isha Shehalcha, Hiu Baal Medina Sayam, you have a woman, and her and her husband traveled very far away across the ocean, says the Mishnah. Shalom beinoy lebeino. Let's say there was a peace and harmony between the two of them. V'shalom ba'olam, and there was peace in the world. There were no wars. Ubas, and now the woman returns from Medina Sayam, from a foreign country on the other side of the ocean. V'amran, she walks into Bezdin, the Jewish court, and she says, "Meis bali, my husband passed away. Please permit me to remarry." Says the Mishnah, "Tinase, we permit her to remarry. Why? She has nemanus. She has belief. Why is that? As we'll see in a minute, if she said meis bali." Or if she says that my husband died and we had no children, and therefore I need to have Yibum from my husband's brother, Tisiabim, we permit Yibum from her husband's brother. Now, even though until this point she was an Eshes Ish, so the last known status that we have of this woman is that she was a married woman. Nevertheless, the Chachamim instituted something called Takanas Agunos, which means so that a woman should not remain shackled for the rest of her life and not be able to get remarried. The Chachamim trusted her. And they trusted her with good reason, because the consequences of her lying are catastrophic. If, let's say, she's lying, then, first of all, if her husband shows up that she says died, she can no longer be married to him. Similarly, if she got married to somebody else, so it comes out she was really an adulteress, she can no longer be married to her new husband. So because of the catastrophic consequences of her husband showing up, she's very, very careful, and she doesn't say that her husband actually died unless he actually died. So that's why she has nemanas, that's why we give her credibility. Shalom beinoy lebeino milchama ba'olam, says the Mishnah, what happens if there was a peaceful marriage but war in the world? Or ketata beinoy lebeino, there was discord and argument between her and her husband, b'shalom ba'olam, yet there was peace in the world. Ubas v'amra, now she walks into Bezdin and she says, meis bali, my husband passed away, eina nemenes, she's not believed. In a case where she had good harmony in the home, but there was war in the world, we're nervous that maybe her husband went out to war, and she assumes that he died, but she doesn't really, really know that he died. And if they weren't getting along with one another, we're scared that maybe because she hates her husband so much, she wants to make sure that her husband is not permitted to her, so therefore she's going to get married to someone else, and now her husband will never be able to be permitted to her if, let's say, he returns. Rabbi Huda says, "La'olam ein nemenes." She's never believed to say her husband died, elim kein, unless she comes, boicha, elim kein bas, she comes, boicha, crying, ubegadea kruin, and her clothing are ripped because of mourning. And then we know that she loved her husband and she's not lying. Amalei Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Achazu v'achaz tu tinase." Whether she's crying and her clothing are ripped, and whether or not she's permitted to get married, and the Gemara explains that the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, "So therefore, a woman who is a little bit smart, a little crafty, and she knows how to appear in mourning, so she's believed. And a woman who's not so smart, she's a little limited and doesn't realize that she can fake it, and then she'll be believed. So that woman can't get married." Rather, Chacham said, "Both in both situations, she could get married." Because of the consequences, if let's say she's lying, wishing you a fantastic Shabbos and a Freilich and Chanukah.